Hello, Scott?
Yep, there you are. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought you were still on the line. Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking and I didn't hear you, so I thought I need to drop the call and call you back.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So let me just go ahead now and proceed. Please know that the call may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. All right. So this is what we're gonna do. I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, Scott, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline and next actions together. Okay.
Okay.
And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because of course I want to make sure that we'll be able to set up your account perfectly with me. So I see it here, Scott, that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the security question with Chris. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Superior Contracting and Appliance LLC, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And the address that I have on here, that's 180 Vincent Mountain Road, Rockmart, Georgia, 30153.
Yes, ma'am.
And is this a home address or an office location?
It's both.
Both, gotcha. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, all of the above.
Amazing. Will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date? Just let me know if it's not handy.
Yeah, it's at the house. Okay. But I may have a picture of it. Let me look and see real quick. Mhm. Yeah, I don't have it right now. I've got my EIN number and all that, but I don't have my
license. That's okay.
Yeah.
If you don't have your license number right now, that's okay. Anyways, we'll be asking you to send those to us if you have time. So I'll just note it here then that it's not handy as of the moment.
Okay.
All right. And are you open to publicly displaying your home or office address? Google heavily rewards verified addresses that verify for your better local rankings. Are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide your address?
Yeah, we can hide it because we don't do anything at the house except, you know, work out of it. Nobody's coming by to look at anything, so we can hide that.
Gotcha. All right. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
And later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 404-455-5749?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I just want to make sure, Scott, that I got here your correct email address, and that would be Celia, let me have here.
Yeah, it should be sElliott1002@yahoo.com.
Yeah, gotcha. That's sElliott1002@yahoo.com. And the one that you have provided me is not a Gmail email. And a Gmail email is needed for your Google Business Profile access and verification. Will you be able to create a Gmail email?
I've already got one.
Gotcha. Can you provide me a Gmail email?
Yes, ma'am. Hang on 1 second for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. It is SKE1978-3303@gmail.com.
Okay. So I got here SJE.
No, SK is in King.
Can you please spell it out for me again?
So S is in Sam,
mm-hmm.
K is in King, and E is in Edward.
Gotcha. We have Sam King Echo 1978-3303@gmail.com.
Yes.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for that, Scott. So let me go ahead here and note it. And do you already have a business website?
No.
Okay, so if you don't have a website yet, nothing to worry. We will launch a high-converting site for you, specially designed for local leads and visibility. So let me just go ahead and pull up some website URL options or domain name for you to choose from. Okay, and I always suggest, Scott, that we have a shorter domain name, so it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. Do you have any shorter domain name in mind so I can go ahead and check if it is available? Because your business name is quite long to be your domain name, so can we check a different domain name for that? Or are you okay with Superior Contract? Let me see.
You can just put Superior Contracting if you want to.
Okay. Let's try to check Superior Contracting. Oh, it's not available. Do you have anything else other than Superior Contracting?
I don't know. You want our business name in on our website, so.
I also tried to check Superior Contract, but it's also not available.
What about Superior Appliance?
Let's try Superior Appliance. Oh, it's also not available here. So we do have Superior Contract without a T on it, like superiorcontract.com or superiorcontract.net without a T on it. But I don't know if that sounds okay for you or not.
That should be fine.
Okay, so it's like Superior Contract without a T at the end. Would that be okay?
Okay.
Just letter C? Okay. So let's do superiorcontract.com as your domain name. Are you okay with that?
So it would be C-O-N-T-R-A-C?
Yes, correct.
Okay, yeah.
Right. So let's have that as your domain name. And just in case that you will cancel your services with us, Scott, you can keep this domain name for $99, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, yep, we can create a stunning website for you, engineered for local leads and visibility. And since we'll be creating a website, I'm going to ask you a few questions with regards to the site that our team will create. So, what colors would you like on your website?
Right now, my colors are basically red, white, and blue.
Okay, let's do red, white, and blue. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
Well, I mean, we deliver and install appliances. We cut countertops, cut cabinets, whatever we need to do to make the, appliances fit. So, it's basically kitchen and bathroom. It's basically an installation business is what we have. And I told Chris the other day, we also do, we do remodel as well. I don't really need a website for that. I just need the appliance side to, pick back up to where it was. So
okay.
We were averaging, anywhere from 5 to 8 installs a day, 5 days a week. And now we're down to, maybe with the economy doing what it is and everybody being uncertain about if World War III is coming and everything else, it's dropped off to maybe 2 a day. So we're wanting to pick that back up and get back out there.
Okay, gotcha. So basically the service that you really do offer and wanted to focus are installations, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah,
okay, so you want to do appliance installation and kitchen and bath. So you mentioned kitchen appliance installation.
Yeah, we won't have to do the bath. You can just do, appliance installation of all sorts. And, we also install you know, water heaters and stuff like that as well. So, whatever, however you need to word that, I don't know. This is why I've been in business for, you know, 25 years and never had an online presence. Everything was word of mouth because we do so much stuff, but it's too much to list. So basically, if we go out to install your stove and you want to talk to us about, you know, you ask us if we know anybody who does decks or roofing or plumbing or heat and air or whatever, then we tell you about it. So, but what I'm really looking for is like I said, the appliance installation part. If somebody looks up, you know, Google's installers in my area or, you know, appliance install in my area, I want my name to come up.
Gotcha. So basically we'll do appliance installation as your main service. And you also mentioned delivery. Am I going to add here appliance delivery?
Yes, ma'am. You can do appliance delivery, but we, you know, if they order from Home Depot or somewhere like that, Home Depot delivers and then we install, because I don't want to have to go to Woodstock and pick up and then take it to, you know, Marietta to deliver. You know, Home Depot's going to offer free delivery anyway, so if they set that out. But if they order the appliances from us, then we will pick up and deliver and install.
Gotcha. But are you comfortable having it here, appliance delivery or appliance installation and appliance delivery? Okay. But you don't need to put the remodeling services, correct? Or would it be okay to add it here? Okay. So I'll take out remodeling services for you. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So let me take it out. So for now, let's do appliance installation and appliance delivery as your main services that you want to feature in your homepage. And do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your site?
No, ma'am. Not at the moment.
Gotcha. Yep, we can skip it. If there's anything that you want to skip, just let me know. And also, Scott, do you have reviews outside of Google that you would like to be displayed on your website, or none at all?
Yes, ma'am. I'm currently with Angie's List right now. We've been with them for maybe 3 weeks, a month, possibly. I'm not real happy with them. And they sent me a link that I could send to my customers to get reviews. But, you know, I could get those same people to send in Google reviews and a whole lot more. I mean, like I said, we've been in business for a long time, so getting reviews is not a problem.
Gotcha. That sounds good. That sounds good. Because once we have, I do see that you have an existing Google business profile, it is very helpful for you to campaign for reviews on your account, especially your Google business profile. Okay. So you mentioned that you do have some from Angie, so we're going to go ahead and check that. So maybe we can add it on the website if we can pull it out. Okay. And do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your site?
I mean, I've got 30,000 pictures of stuff to do.
Oh,
literally.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can send in whatever, whatever we need to send in.
So if you do have good photos of good quality so you can send in, please send it to us so we can use it for the marketing campaign. And also, Scott, would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos on your site?
Yes, ma'am. That's been our biggest problem. We'll go out and start tearing stuff out and get to take the before pictures. So I've got a lot of after, but I do have a few before pictures I can send in and after. So yeah, we can do that.
Gotcha. All right. So let me note it here. That is actually very helpful, especially on the website that we'll be creating. And let me see. Would you like to enable online payments on your site?
No, we're not really set up for that. I mean, we do take all forms of payment. I have, you know, card readers and all that, where we can take credit cards, we take Venmo, we take Zelle, we take cash, check, we do all that, but wouldn't really be paying on the website.
Gotcha. So you don't want them, you don't want to do online payments, I can skip this for now.
Okay.
All right. And would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. And are there any special features that you would like to add on your website? For example, AI chat widget or blogs?
I'm not real technically savvy, and I'll be doing this on my own, so I want to keep it as simple and straightforward as possible.
Gotcha. All right, let's keep this one simple. And anyways, our team create a good website. You don't have to worry about that. And are there any websites that you like, Scott? Like, have you checked any other websites? And what do you like about them, or if you haven't really checked any other websites at all?
I haven't really checked anything because, I mean, we're not really selling anything other than a service. So they're not, you know, they're not buying appliances from us or anything like that. So,
gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Then we can skip it for now. If ever you do have some website references, we can use it. But then again, as I've mentioned earlier, my team creates a good website. And if ever you have any concerns, you can let us know anytime, okay?
Okay.
And do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site? Like, for example, BBB or manufacturer brands, or do you want to skip this for now?
Yeah, we can skip it for now.
Okay. And also, with regards to your business license number, where do you want your license number to show? By default, we always put it on footer. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And also, is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
Not that I'm aware of right now. Like I said, this is all new to me.
That's okay. Anyways, once you check your site up and running, that's when you can check for requests, okay, or some changes. And also, Scott, if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout or advanced features, I can book you a call with our website team, specifically with our design specialist. Would you like me to book you a call with them, or would you like to check your website first and start from there?
Yeah, we'll check the website first.
Okay, so let me go ahead and note that for you. So now let's set up your call tracking. Which is your call tracking number, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you, Scott, and let me know if you're okay with this phone number so we can go ahead and finalize this, okay?
Okay.
So I'm trying to pull up the 404, but it is not actually available. So I'm using the area code in your area on Rockmart, Georgia. So our team is working on a 770 area code for you. So are you okay with this phone number? 770-782-0522.
And that will be what they call, and it goes straight to my cell phone? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. And you'll send me that information to where I'll have it, right?
Correct. So I'm sending this. We will set you up this phone number. You will receive this through email and text message. Anyways, after we end this call, Scott, I will do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Scott, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring in your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Superior Contracting and Appliance LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then the team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
Not at this time.
Okay, yep, you can skip it for now. And if ever you want to add this anytime, you can always add this anytime. All right. And let's talk about Google Workspace. Are you familiar with Google Workspace, or have you heard about Google Workspace?
I haven't. I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. So Google Workspace, Scott, allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So we already have the domain name earlier that we got for you. That's superiorcontract.com. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. For example, you can have an email that says scott@superiorcontract.com or info@superiorcontract.com or even office@superiorcontract.com. So that would build image trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit?
No, ma'am.
All right. Yep, we can skip it. And again, if you want to add this, you can always add this anytime. So now, Scott, we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So as we have discussed earlier, the service that you provide are appliance installation, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Well, I mean, it's really that's about it. I mean, we already have a lot of builders. I want to reach, you know, homeowners who need, you know, stoves installed, microwaves installed, dishwashers, whatever, full kitchen, anything. That's what the point of all this is to boost the appliance installation side of the business.
Okay. Well, anyways, I pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you, Scott. Let me know if you want to add or change any, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just apply if you want to make updates, okay? So I'm going to read to you the top performing keywords. Let me know if there's anything that you want me to take out or add from the list. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me have it here. I'm pulling up right now. So we do have appliance installation. We have appliance installer. We also have appliance installation services, residential appliance installation, commercial appliance installation, built-in appliance installation, kitchen appliance installation, dishwasher installation, wash and dryer installation, refrigerator installation, oven installation, gas appliance installation, microwave installation, garbage disposal installation. We have ice maker installation, wine cooler installation, appliance hookup services, appliance removal and installation, appliance replacement services, and appliance installation company. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, we install water heaters as well.
Okay, so I'm going to add here water heaters installation. What else?
I mean, we do downdraft cooktops. We vent appliances to the outside of the house. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. But, I mean, all that should pull up if, you know, on those keywords that you've already got. So downdraft cooktops. You know, you may want to add that downdraft cooktop installation. You know, we will vent, you know, microwaves and hoods and all that to the outside of the house too if they want that done.
Okay, but it's actually under microwave installation, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyways, are you okay with all these keywords?
Yes.
Okay, so you will still receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over, Scott. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, please reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
I mean, we've been in this business for, like I said, 25 years doing appliance install and stuff like that. So, I mean, we're basically the people that get called when nobody else can do what you're wanting done. So, I mean, I don't know what really sets us apart other than our quality and our knowledge of the appliances.
Okay, so yep, the 25 years of experience, quality, and knowledge sets you apart from your competitors. So we can note it here. And also, I may add a thought. Do you offer free estimates?
Yes.
Is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
All right. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Sounds good. So we can have this. This is a very good start. And do you have a mission statement?
No, I mean, I'd be up to, you know, coming up with one, with y'all's help.
Gotcha.
I mean, we just, you know, we offer what my slogan is or whatever is we offer, superior service at a reasonable price. So, I mean, that's kind of what our cards say that we hand out. So.
Gotcha. I'm actually going to ask you if you do have a tagline or slogan, but thank you so much for providing. We offer superior service at a reasonable price, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And for your mission statement, I did prepare a list for you. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. So I got it here. At Superior Contracting and Appliance LLC, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. I also have here at Superior Contracting and Appliance LLC, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is at Superior Contracting and Appliance LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. The last one that I got for you, Scott, is at Superior Contracting and Appliance LLC, we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation. So, are you okay? Do you have any mission statements that you like from my list?
Yeah, I think three or one works for me.
Okay, so the first one, that would be a Superior Contracting and Appliance LLC. We strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. The third one is a Superior Contracting and Appliance LLC. I think this one fits for you. We provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. Can we do the third one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you mentioned that you do have like 25 years of experience, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So how many years? Oh, so let me see. So how many years have you been in business? Like, have you started this around 2003 or, I mean,
no, but 2003? As far as this business by itself with us just doing the appliance side, we've been in business since 2021.
Gotcha. All right. So I'll note it here. The business started 2021, but you do have the 25 years of experience, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how many people work with your company?
On the appliance side, which is what we're doing, it's we have 3 full-time employees and 2 part-time employees.
Gotcha. It doesn't have to be like full-time employees, but just an approximate count of people actively participating in the operation of your company on a regular basis. So we're going to put it here, 6?
5.
5. Okay. Let's do 5. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Mainly residential, but we do some commercial.
Gotcha. So we can do both right now, right? Since you do a little bit of commercial and residential. And I just want to confirm that I got here correct as of operation, Scott. So it says from Monday through Saturday, from Monday through Fridays, you do 8:30 to 6 p.m.?
Yes.
And how about Saturdays and Sundays? Are you closed or do you do by appointments?
Closed.
Okay, closed on Saturdays and Sundays. And what types of payment do you accept?
All forms of payment. So we do cash, check, credit cards, Zelle, Venmo. We take all forms of payment.
Okay, do you also do PayPal and Cash App?
We do PayPal, but I don't have Cash App.
Okay,
so
for now, you do cash, checks, credit cards, and debit cards?
Yes.
Okay, credit, debit cards, Zelle, Venmo, and PayPal. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we have your business information, we do have two options for you, Scott. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you this option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So you'll appear
everywhere.
Yeah, I
definitely don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely don't want the blanketed. I don't want any more spam calls than what I'm already getting.
All right. Let me go ahead and note that here. So let's work with the first option. One moment here. Let's work with that. All right. So now, let's talk about your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here that your business is located in, let me just pull it up real quick, in Rockmart, Georgia, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So for this cost, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And I would like to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Definitely.
Okay. Can you provide me your target cities or zip codes, like 5 target cities or zip codes that you would like to dominate?
Yeah, you could do Carrollton.
Mm-hmm. That's Carrollton?
Mm-hmm. And that's 30116 or 30117. Chenan Charcoal and Peter Gray. We can do Rome, Georgia.
Okay.
We can do Marietta.
Okay.
Hiram.
Mm-hmm.
Douglasville.
Just Lottisville?
Douglasville. D-O-U-G-L.
Douglasville, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Douglasville, yep. And we can do, all of Polk County. So, I mean, that's Rockmart and Cedartown and areas like that. I would like to stay within like a 30-mile radius is what I would like to stay.
Actually, let me see. Working with a mile radius is not highly recommended for now, so that's why I asked for specific cities or zip codes. So I'll just go ahead and add the county. What's the county that you want me to add again?
You can do let's do counties. That would probably work better. So,
one moment. Let me go ahead and change it here. So how many counties would you like to provide me?
I can do 5 counties right there. That's,
okay.
That's in our area. So we can do mm-hmm. Cobb County. We can do Paulding County. We can do Douglas County. We can do, Carroll County. And we can do Polk County.
Oh, one moment. I'm adding it to you one by one. Can you read it over just to make sure that I got it correctly?
Yes, ma'am. Carroll County.
Mm-hmm.
Cobb County. Paulding County. Polk County and Douglas County.
Gotcha. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One, two, three, four, five. And I just want to make sure, are all of this under 2 hours driving distance?
They're all under an hour.
Gotcha. Sounds good.
I mean, if we could add one more, Floyd County, I mean, that basically is the whole area that we've been covering already.
Gotcha. So you wanted to work with 6 counties. Let me just go ahead and add it here real quick. All right. So now let me ask you, do you know, Scott, if you do have a Google Business Profile?
I didn't think I did, but Chris looked it up and said there's one review on there, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, actually, before I try to call you, I did a few research, and he's right. You actually have a Google Business Profile already with one review. Do you have access to this Google Business Profile, or do you happen to remember anyone creating the Google Business Profile for you?
No, ma'am.
So basically you don't have any access, or you don't remember this Google Business Profile?
Yeah, I didn't know I had it, but it's correct because it's got my address and my phone number on it. So I don't know how it got there, but it's there.
Yep, I actually see it here. It actually listed your home address or your home and office address. Let me see.
Ma'am.
Let's try to check if you do have access. Okay?
Okay.
Maybe this was linked on your email. Let's try. Can you go to the regular browser and type in business.google.com/locations?
Business.google.com/locations.
Good ass.
/locations.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So when you're on
it
that
says,
page...
Mm-hmm. It says you haven't added any businesses.
Gotcha. Is that the only email that you have? Or are you using the emails selliott1002@yahoo.com?
Yeah, that's the one
if
I use.
You can, if you can switch to the ske1978-3303@gmail.com, would that be okay? Let's try if this is under the Google Business Profile that you have.
Let me see.
And if not... If you don't really have any access, then maybe we will try to help you claim access to the existing Google Business Profile, or we can create a new one, okay? Because we don't highly suggest, Scott, that you have more than one Google Business Profile, because that's not going to be helpful for you. Google will actually suspend.
Hang on 1 second for me, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You take your time.
Hey, ma'am, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
I'm sorry. I'm
okay,
at the office right now trying to get the right shingles out to my construction side. So my secretary's leaving, so hang on one second.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get that taken care of. All right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I apologize.
It's okay.
Are you calling him? No, I'm on a call right now, so I can't start another one.
Hey, is this Weathered Wood Timberline Natural Shadow? Can they use that as the sample? Would you know where the...
Tell him we've got driftwood.
But we can't find the weathered wood. There's pure gray and charcoal, which they didn't need. Do you know where it is? Did somebody take it, maybe? Because it ain't back here.
What is this?
That's 3 tabs. You may have to just go to the website. Somebody probably has the board. Okay, well, I mean, I'm trying to get there, too, but they're still looking for a board, so you don't know anything? Okay. All right. Bye. He said it ain't here.
So, all this is it. I can show her these in the browns, right?
I would look on the website. I don't know how old those are and if they just continue colors. Just sent you a direct link to it. But I probably see if you would do that weather degree. That's what that
charcoal. And that one's for Friday. Okay. While we're here, we don't have to. Whatever. Didn't want to have to come back. What's tomorrow?
Supposed to be here.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. I need to put that on mine. Yeah. Call your sister. Thank you. All right, ma'am. I'm back now. I apologize.
Hi. Yeah, that's okay. I do understand. You got a very busy day. Thank you so much for making time for me, actually. All right. So, yep. Let's see what we pick up. So, we actually talk about your Google Business Profile. So have you switched the email and check if it is the email that was associated to your Google Business Profile?
Yeah, that's what I was in the middle of doing when I had
to
stop. So
mm-hmm. All right, let's check it. Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. You said Google dot.
Yeah, business.google.com/locations.
/locations.
Yep, good ass. Locations.
Yeah, I mean, it still says you haven't added any businesses here.
So that means to say the one who created the Google Business Profile didn't associate your Google Business Profile with any of the emails that you have. Okay. So let
could it have been? Could it have been when we joined Angie's List and they did that? But that wouldn't explain the review on there, because does it say when that review was on there?
So
how long ago?
Let me go ahead and check the review. It was actually posted a month ago. Do you remember a client named Chris?
Well, I mean, I've had a lot of clients. So,
gotcha.
I mean, like I said, we were doing, you know, 45 installs a week.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah, before, right? You mentioned that
yes.
You've been doing, like, a lot of installations in a week. Okay. So, actually, you do have the existing Google Business Profile, so I highly suggest that we will work on this, but you don't have any access to it. So I will let our team know that you don't have any access to your Google Business Profile. So this is what we're going to do. What we're going to do for this, Scott, is we will help you claim access to your Google Business Profile, okay?
All right.
Okay, so since you don't have any access, we will begin the process of claiming your Google Business Profile. This is a timely process, but it is needed for us to optimize your Google Business Profile. So please give us a couple of weeks and keep in communication with us. Google might call you to verify that you are the owner and your association with us, and we might need to send out a code, a PIN, verification through your regular mail, Google PIN,
okay.
Through your regular mail. You will receive an email and calls from us following up for the PIN code, so so if we do send one out, please check your mail regularly and keep in contact with us. Call, email, or send us an SMS with a code as soon as you receive it. This is a very, very important step in the optimization process, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, we just sent you an email that says, to get your Google Business Profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So the email that we sent you, Scott, is an email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible? Your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we'll be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Scott, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. So for this, you will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So would you like us to go ahead and activate this for you?
Yes.
Okay. This is very helpful for your Google Business Profile optimization. So if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit and delete it to your dashboard. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
No.
Okay, so if you don't have a Yelp page yet, Scott, nothing to worry. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. So would you like us to go ahead and create Yelp for you?
Yes.
All right, so let's create Yelp. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
No.
Okay, so if you don't have a Facebook business page yet, Scott, actually creating your business Facebook page is a required first step for your Facebook ads and foundational digital marketing. You just need to set up a basic page, just add a business name and a category, and you will send easy instructions. Will you be able to create just a basic Facebook business page?
If I can't, my wife or my kids can help me do it, yeah.
Yep, yes, they can actually help you do that. Let me just go. And for me, for you to have some reminder, I'm going to send you an email that says, create your Facebook business page. And I do hope that you'd be able to add us as an admin to your Facebook business page as soon as possible so we can work on your Facebook ads. Because I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your strategy, correct?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah, you actually have Facebook ads. This is a very good package that you have with us, Scott. So since you do have a Facebook ads, we will need admin access to your Facebook business page that you will create so we can run your Facebook ads, okay?
All right. Now, one thing, too, when I talked to Chris, Mm-hmm. He said y'all could put on there the preferred method of contact is call or text instead of email. Because, you know, I check my text, you know, all throughout the day, every day. But my emails, I may check them once a week. So for the best way to get in touch with me is through text or calling.
Gotcha. Yep. So that is actually my next question for you with regards to your Facebook ads. Okay, so let's talk about the Facebook ads. For your Facebook ads, there's three lead response method. And yep, you were right. That's part of the options. For your Facebook ads, you can choose form fill, calls, or Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, with the Facebook form fill, Scott, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. So you'll receive both email and text. Okay. And the other options are calls or Facebook Messenger. But what we recommend, Scott, is the form fill, because the form fill gives you better tracking and it gives you better quality leads. Then again, the other options are calls or Facebook Messenger. But most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Yeah, that's the form fill is what I want. The email and the text is fine.
Gotcha. All right. So let's work with the form fill. And with regards to your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this for you?
Y'all can just handle that for me.
Gotcha. So let's have the creative team handle the Facebook ads for you. And let's work with the form fill. But you mentioned a lot earlier that you do have a lot of photos that you can send, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. And with regards to your Facebook business page, Scott, I hope you'd be able to add as soon as possible so we can work on your Facebook ads in a correct timeline. And also, the reason why we really highly suggest that you create the business Facebook page yourself so you will have the full ownership, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And I do see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Well, Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google exactly when and where prospects look for your services. So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. Investing here, Scott, can quickly accelerate quick jobs and revenue. If you would be interested one day, you can get started with a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add this anytime. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed? Like, can we call you anytime if you have concerns?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your client dashboard login, let me see it here. Oh, let's just talk about first your logo. Do you have a logo?
Yes.
Okay, so if you do have a logo, please send it to us together with other photos that you have. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And you will see several important emails from us soon, Scott. So first, review our keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have the project photos, videos, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI generated images?
Yes.
Okay. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases, Scott. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately, and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly to your local splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me just note that here. Okay. And, of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, Scott, let me just go ahead and pull up my calendar real quick. Okay, that's going to be the same day, Monday. So 3 weeks from now, that's going to be on the 13th of April. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
No, the 13th of April is fine.
Okay, and what would be the best time for you? Same time when we started the client interview?
I mean, if it can be any earlier, that would be great. I mean, if you can do like around 9 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time, that would be, that'd be ideal.
Oh, Eastern. You're Eastern. So actually you're 3 hours ahead from Pacific?
Yeah, we're in Georgia. So it's 12:20 here.
Oh, gotcha. It's 12:20 here and it's only like 9 here. So,
so
you're 3 hours ahead.
Yeah.
So you're 3 hours ahead. You're 3 hours ahead. So, if you want to do 9, that's 6 a.m. We actually operate 7 a.m. Can we do 10 your time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So let's do 10 your time. That's going to be 7 a.m. Pacific. All right. Well, anyways, I will add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call. Okay.
All right.
And as I have mentioned earlier, Scott, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Got it.
All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No, ma'am, not at this time.
Okay. And also, Scott, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We're open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We're also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back because we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for status updates and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in the market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, ma'am.
Thank you so much for your time, Scott. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care always.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.